Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. You know, one of the greatest things I think I ever taught one time was to a group of people. I was talking about, you know, we've always heard the term home sweet home. You know, three of the greatest words in the English language are mother, home, and heaven. You know, they always make somebody think home, heaven, and your mother. You know, it's just always good. Psalm 68, verse 6 says, God puts the solitary into families. God is a family God. Everybody's in a family. Well, I don't have a family. Sure, you got the family of God. You got brothers and sisters that you weren't even born next to, but they're your brothers and sisters in Christ. Everybody's in a family. And that's what God does. God's greatest blessing is giving us a home and a family. 1822, John Howard Payne, the sixth of nine children, wrote a song in 1822 called Home, Sweet Home. The last three lines say this: be it ever so humble, there is no place like home. Home, home, sweet, sweet home. There is no place like home. There is no place like home. Now, that had a lot of power to it for a lot of years. It's kind of waned in the last few decades. But God ordained, you know, that the spiritual lives of his people be centered in the home. Now, like this, is Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18 and 21. It says this as a command. This is where the laws are written. God said, therefore, you shall lay up these words in your heart and in your soul. You shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk in your house, when you lie down, and when you get up. You shall write them on your doorpost of your house and on your gates, that the days and the days of your children shall be multiplied in the land that the Lord has given you. And God wants to bless you. Now, you realize that God said, I want you to have these laws. You write them down everywhere. I want you to remember this. I want you to remember that God said, I'm good. And so, in Romans 12, 1, Message Translation, I like this. Message Translation, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. He says, here's what I want you to do, God said. Here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Isn't that good? That ought to be a bumper sticker. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. Readily recognize that what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of maturity, God brings the best out of you and develops well-formed maturity in you. Now, that's in Romans. God said, I'm trying to get you to grow up. What is my goal? I'm trying to get you to grow up. Late Raymond Edmond, which is one-time president of Wheaton College, he said this, really good. It's just a memoir he wrote. He said, looking back on the way I brought up my children, if I had to do over again, I'd spend more time with them in simple, non-religious activities. Peace, what are you doing? Well, I just hang out with them. Our greatest memories of a family are things that we just did. I remember years ago, I built two fire pits. We lived way out in the country on the side of a little mountain here in Oklahoma, and I built two fire pits. And my wife said, what are you doing building a fire pit? Why? Well, I remember as a kid, I used to love, because I grew up in the country. My grandfather had a 400-acre farm way out in Turtletown, Tennessee. And we built fires all the time. We had a fire pit in the yard. It had a real pretty yard, green grass, but we had a big fire pit, rocks around it. We'd go out and build a fire. Now, maybe we just sit around the fire at night or in the evening, on the weekend. Maybe we'd roast some marshmallows. Maybe we'd cook some hot dogs, but there's nothing but great memories of people sitting around that fire. Long before TV became a massive part of what we did, we'd sit around and we'd talk to one another. So I thought, you know, I want to do that again. I'd like to start doing that. You need to understand, these are great numbers. The average adult child will spend almost a third of his life living under the parents' guidance. That means, as parents, we'll spend a major part of our lives raising our kids, training them to lead long, prosperous lives where they're going. A third. Now, you understand, most kids leave home when they're between 18 and 22, where they're going to college or not. But on average, you're going to have them for a third of their life. This kid's going to be born. They are going to leave home. They're going to grow up and get their own house, get married and whatever. But you've got a third of their life to have an impact on them, to impress them, to teach them, to train them. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29 says this. He says, I do want to point out, friends, that time is of the essence. There is no time to waste. So do not complicate your lives unnecessarily. Keep it simple in your marriage. Keep it simple in your grief. Keep it simple in your joy or whatever. Even in ordinary things, your daily routines of shopping and so on, deal as sparingly as possible with the things that the world thrusts on you. The world as you see it is on its way out. I thought, Lord, that's good. So what I'm trying to do is create memory-making things. So our greatest memories as a family is sitting outside around the fire. And I remember sometimes I go outside and I build a fire. Now, we got six kids. They're all grown now and out of the house. But there'd be sometimes, and it wouldn't necessarily be the weekend. I'd go out on like a Thursday night and I'd start a fire. Kept firewood cut all the time. We live on the side of a mountain, a lot of old black oak trees. That firewood stacked up everywhere. So I'd start a fire and my kids would come out on my deck and say, hey, Dad, what are you doing? I'm just going to build a fire. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just going to sit around the fire for a while. And so we had a big screen TV, and I had videos that we bought that I liked the kids to watch. So they all ended real good. I didn't watch any that didn't end good. But what I most like to do is get outside. And I remember I spent a whole summer pouring a basketball court. I did it one section at a time, As we could get the money, I'd pour a third, and then I'd pour another third, and I'd pour another third. And then I bought a big steel frame, and I put up a big floodlight on that basketball court and had a switch on a big pole, and they could go outside in the dark. Even in the wintertime, flip that switch, and that basketball court would light up. And we'd shoot hoops. And then one summer, I spent the whole summer rented a little backhoe, and because we lived on the side of a mountain, so I had to dig out enough dirt to make the level ground level, and I put on a 32-foot above-ground swimming pool. Big old thing, man. And I spent less than $400 for it, but we spent the whole summer trying to level that dirt out and get it packed down and brought in the gravel and brought in the neoprene for the bottom. And then when we put that pool together all one Saturday. I remember a big storm broke out that late that Saturday night. Kids going, no, we're not going in. I worked all summer to get this built. We're going to finish this pool. And we finally did, and I think we got 10 of the best years of our life in that big old swimming pool. A little old deck that went right out to the pool, and you could just walk on the deck and jump right in. And, it was just 4 foot deep. It wasn't that deep. But, boy, it was big. Man, we had big floaties and stuff in it. And we had more fun in that swimming pool. Then I had to buy the thing to cover it up because of the fall and all the leaves around. So we had to do that. But every year, as soon as the weather broke and it getting halfway warm, we'd fill that pool up. Man, kids played, invited friends out of the house, and we'd have cookouts. And man, we'd sit around and just eat s'mores and have hot dogs. And we had the best time just swimming in that pool. Now, it wasn't a fancy pool. It wasn't expensive, but, boy, we built memories. What you're trying to do is make good memories for your kids. What was it like growing up? Man, it was fun. We had a fun time. Sure, we had conflict, and there were disagreements and fight over dresses and who gets the shoes and who did this and who gets to drive the car. We had to make some rules. So there were rules, regulations, rewards, and punishment in the house. But what we're trying to do, we're trying to make it as easy as we can. Psalm 90, verse 12 says this, God, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. What we're trying to do is we're trying to live a really good, prosperous, successful life. I wanted my kids to leave home, go out on their own, and reproduce what I had. Now, what'd you do? I made my home a fun place. We own 2.5 acres, not a normal lawnmower. There's not enough grass to mow. We live on the side of a little mountain, and some people refer to it as Stone Bluff. There's just rocks everywhere. And so it took several years to kill most of the snakes off and most of the scorpions, and we struggled to get grass to grow where little we wanted to grow, but mostly we made it a fun place. I wanted my home. I remember I spent years, lived there for 36 years, built two big old Cracker Barrel porches off both ends of that big old tall barn house. So we had porches we could sit on in the wintertime and in the summertime. And I remember we put a little misty thing. I've traveled forever, and I saw this little mystery guy had built. It's out of PVC pipe. Screw the water hose on it, and you got these little misters you can buy at the local Home Depot or local hardware store, and it would just spray misty water. And the kids would sit out there in the summertime on a hot day, and all of a sudden you turn that mister on, and boy, the mist would come. And we had little bird feeders for the hummingbirds, and they'd be flying around through that mist. And we just built the greatest memories out of nothing. Now, we had vacations. We went nice places. But the greatest memories were not the vacations we took. They were good. The greatest memories were at our own house. Might be sitting around the fire, playing in the pool, playing on a basketball court. And people said, we didn't have money for anything, guys. We got eight of us. It was a struggle to put some food on the table sometimes, but we're not going to make excuses. Hey, I remember thinking, hey, I want a fireplace. And my wife said, well, we don't have one. So, well, I'm going to get one. So we'd go to town, and I remember we'd, for those fireplaces where you could just come with a pre-thing metal, and you build a frame for it, and you build a, smokestack that goes up. I remember one day I went and I measured one, and I came home, and I had a chainsaw. And so I went in my living room on the outside wall of the house, and I drew a square how big that plate thing was when I slid it into the wall. I took a chainsaw, and I cut a square hole on the side of my wall in the living room, and I kicked it out into the yard. And the kids and my wife shouted, what are you doing? I'm going to build a fireplace, and it's going right there. Then I put a piece of plywood over it, and it stayed a piece of plywood for almost 6 weeks until I could get the frame built, get the rest of the thing built up. But what we did, we made a memory. So my kids watched for years. Hey, if Dad wants something, he's going to get it done. The word impossible is just not there. All things are possible to those that believe. So sit down a little bit every now and then. I tell people, it didn't take money. I tell you, nothing just take your wife on a walk around the house. Just walk around the house for about an hour. What are you going to do? Walk around the house. Where are you going? We're going to walk around the house. And if you do that, you'll notice stuff you didn't notice. Hey, we probably need to paint that back there. Hey, that needs fixed. We need a water spigot back here. And so sometimes we do simple things like, and I just make a cup of coffee and a cup of hot tea, and we go out on the porch, and for 30 minutes, my wife and I would sit on the porch, drink our coffee and hot tea. We'd just sit in a rocking chair. Sometimes we wouldn't even talk. We'd just rock back and forth. We'd do it thinking. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. So I realized, I'm responsible for my next generation, how they're going to grow up, what they're going to think about, what they're going to do. So I loved home. I mean, it's not perfect. Again, we had disagreements. We had times where, man, we're studying late. We had weekends where there's ball tournaments all weekend. You come home, man, you still got to feed the livestock and get a bath, get everybody cleaned up, and you got just enough time to go to sleep and get up real early and head to school. But I tell people, kids are passed through one time. Kids pass through your life one time. Make the most of it. Let's have a home sweet home, we say. It's a real good thing to do. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.